And welcome back on the Sports Ticket on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com. We're joined now by Brandon Wise. He's the new head coach of the Osborne football team, assistant coach last year with Coach Reiner, and now approved to be the new head coach after Coach Reiner has submitted his resignation. First of all, Brandon, thanks for taking some time to chat with us. I know I saw you on the sideline a few games throughout this season as an assistant, but maybe if you can, give a little bit of background information on who you are, where you come from, and what your philosophy is going to be here with the Osborne football team.
I'm from Kansas. I was born and raised in Derby, Kansas. While I was there, I had the opportunity of playing under a lot of fantastic coaches. Had Tom Young, you know, legend in Kansas high school football. Mm-hmm. And then I had Coach Clark. His first year was my senior year here. I had Coach Bliss there for a year, and I can't even think of his name right now. He was at Bonner Springs. He left Derby to go to Garden City. I had a bunch of great coaches in high school, right out of college. Or I played ball at Kansas Wesleyan. Right out of college, I got hired at Central Plains. Got to spend 4 years under Coach Steiner down there, who, you know, is one of the top coaches in eight-man football, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Spent a year out at Meritazine last year. Just found out it wasn't a fit for me and my family. This job came open, and we hopped right on board, and I'm glad I got to spend a year under Coach Reiner, who, again, in my opinion, is another one of the top coaches in eight-man football.
As you came to Osborne, was it your kind of hope and aspiration to be able to take the head coaching job at some point?
When it first came open, it was listed as a possible head coach and a possible assistant coach, kind of open for a debate. I was kind of debating back and forth on it, and interesting enough, Coach Reiner contacted me. I'd met Coach Reiner, man, just once or twice at different things.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of wondering if I'd maybe be interested, and it was kind of the plan all along that he was gonna hang on for a couple years, you know, make sure I got all settled in and everything, and then, you know, just transition over from there. His girls are getting older, and I think he wants to be able to, you know, spend time with them and possibly even coach them.
So you've been around here, like you said, as an assistant coach at Central Plains and then the year at Meritazine Valley and decided to come to Osborne. What stands out about Osborne compared to some of the stops that you've been, and why do you feel like this is a good fit for you?
You know, we kind of knew it right away getting into town. My wife is from Ellenwood, which is right by Claflin. Claflin was the first small town I had ever lived in, and it just felt at home. And as soon as we came here, Osborne felt just like Claflin. It felt just like home to us. The kids act the same. They, you know, they're all 2-3 sport athletes. They all are interested in winning. They're dedicated to growth and development. The community, you know, huge community support, and, you know, here in Osborne, I mean, everybody goes to games, everybody stops and talks to me at the grocery store and the gas station. So, you know, it's one of those things where, like, it really felt like home here when we were here. Visiting and since I've been here now, that's something I really didn't necessarily get out of Meritazine Valley as far as a sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I just can't say enough. It feels like home, and, you know, we're extremely happy to be here.
You know, we're talking with Brandon Wise, former assistant coach, now the new head coach for the Osborne Bulldog football team. As you look forward now to seeing what you have with this group, you did have four seniors that provided some quality time for you this year, and Byron Roney, Denton Schur, Spencer Heiss, and Roxton Brown that all graduated, but a fairly decent nucleus. The Holloway brothers and Dylan Peterson showed some good things. Jordan Wary stepped in real nice on your line, and Cade Miller's always been a very solid defensive player and stepped into an offensive role as well. So you've got some of that nucleus coming back. What are your thoughts on the future of this Bulldog program and trying to sustain the success that's been built up here?
We have some nice key roles coming back. I mean, the Holloway brothers, they're phenomenal athletes. Dylan Peterson did some good stuff. Jordan Wherry, for the first year, I think, ever playing football, he did a phenomenal job. Mm-hmm. And Cade, Cade's just, he's that glue guy. Also, one that you didn't mention was Brendan Kreider. He played defensive end for us. I thought he did a really nice job at D-end all year. That being said, we obviously have some holes to fill. I mean, Denton Schur and Roxton Brown are studs. I mean, they're both All-State players. And then Byron and Spencer, they're no slouches either. So we got some positions to fill. But, I look forward to that challenge. I want to, I want to get back to what Osborne does, and that's just being a hard-nosed, tough team and just get after people, hard work, and go have some success.
And as the head coach now, do you feel like any added pressure to try to sustain that, or does it help that you've already had this year to kind of be part of the program?
This year helped me immensely. I mean, I mentioned earlier that I got to spend 4 years learning under Coach Steiner down there at Central Plains. And then I came this year, and, I learned so much more from Coach Reiner here, just how he does stuff, how he has that physicalness and brings that mentality. I think this year as an assistant helped me greatly, to kind of get a feel what Osborne football is all about, and that grittiness and that toughness and all that.
Brandon Wise, new head coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, we certainly thank you for taking the time to join us here. And once football starts, we'll look forward to chatting with you each week about Bulldog football. And best of luck in this new venture for you, all right?
Awesome. I appreciate it.